You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements, A Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And today we're talking about this, Valentine's Day Redefined. Speaking of becoming the great lover of your life, the reason why we're redefining it is because for so many people that used to celebrate Valentine's Day or long to celebrate Valentine's Day with a true love, Valentine's Day can be a really tough holiday. I know, maybe you've never thought about that before, but someone who's lost love, let me tell you, it can be a really tough day. And of course, not everyone celebrates Valentine's Day. It's primarily celebrated in the US, Canada, Mexico, the UK, France, Australia, and also places like Japan, South Korea, even though not everyone celebrates it exactly on February 14th, and not everyone has the same traditions with Valentine's Day. But it's interesting because the reason why I chose to talk about this today and really what inspired this soul story is a lot of the divorced women that I work with. This is a day that they are absolutely dreading, or a day that they choose to ignore. And you know, it's interesting because growing up, Valentine's Day for me was very different than it was, I think, for a lot of kids. For a lot of kids, they probably got candy, they might have gotten, you know, other gifts. But my mom and dad, because they were very health-oriented, we didn't get a lot of candy growing up. In fact, when they gave us candy, it was usually some sort of organic, made with honey. It was organic before organic was cool. Seriously, that's how I grew up. My parents were very progressive and very, very naturally minded. And so I didn't get a lot of chocolate growing up. And in fact, now that I think about it, when I was really little, I was allergic to chocolate. Imagine that. I'm not allergic to it anymore. So on Valentine's Day, my mom would give us new socks. And I remember it was always so special because they were always bright, comfy, and it was such an unexpected surprise. I remember when she first started doing it, it was like, this is so cool. So I'd get this really cute Valentine card and I would get these beautiful socks. So for me, Valentine's Day has always been a time to receive and give beautiful socks. Isn't that funny? So as I began to kind of look up the origin and the history of Valentine's Day, I found out that it's really not what we think it is. We think it's about romantic love, flowers, candy, chocolate, of course, all of that. For me, I thought it was about socks. But what was also something that I didn't know is that actually there are a lot of St. Valentines. So Valentine's can be celebrated on many different days, including January 7th, July 6th, July 25th, which is actually after St. Valentina, the only saint that was a woman. And then July 30th and November 3rd. So you choose your date, really. When it comes to Valentine's Day, you can choose your date, my dear. That's one thing I want you to think about right now. You can choose your date. So if you're going to choose your date, why not choose to date yourself? Seriously, why not choose to date yourself? So in this redefinition of Valentine's Day, my heart's desire today is that you will find a new way to look at Valentine's Day, a new way to look at love. Whether you're single, whether you're happily single, unhappily single, whether you're married, happily or unhappily, whether you have a partner or not, true love is for everyone. And the kind of love that I'm talking about is not the kind of love that we give with a heart filled with chocolates, but instead it's when we give ourselves to our heart and soul, and we allow ourselves to truly fall in love and date ourselves well. So I want to give you a gift today, and you know how much I love words, you know how much I love great acronym. So today I want you to think about ROSE. Because roses are given at Valentine's Day more than any other flower. all of the flower shops, especially in the US, this is probably the biggest day for flower sales. So I want you to think about the rose. You know, what's interesting about the rose is the rose has a woody stem, beautiful flower, of course, beautiful flower, but a lot of very sharp, prickly thorns. It's also a perennial. So think about this. It's woody, so it's kind of tough, and it's got these prickly thorns on it, which, yes, we've all been hurt by the infamous rose. You know what I'm talking about? When all of a sudden you get a sharp cut from this thing called love. And then the fact that it's a perennial means that, you know what? It's going to come back year after year after year after year. It doesn't need to be planted every season. Isn't that curious? You know, when I looked up the word perennial, it said enduring and recurring. It also talked about the rose being a symbol of hope and new beginnings. But that's the flower part. The thorns, not so much. Defense, loss, and thoughtlessness. Now you think about love being thoughtful, but also at the same time, because of the thorns, it reminds us of thoughtlessness. What if you could redefine Valentine's Day as a way to release all those thoughts, all those negative, defensive thoughts, and allow yourself to enter into a thoughtlessness that's so very thoughtful? So think about rose, starting with R. I want you to think about this day, no matter what this day looks like for you, whether it's a day you'll spend with a loved one or not, whether it's love that feels beautiful or love that feels like loss and is painful. When you think about the R, I want you to think about redefining. Redefining what it truly means to love and to love yourself well. For O, I want you to think about 1 + 1. A lot of times on Valentine's Day, when we do not have a Valentine and we don't have someone to share this day with, we think about what we don't have because we're looking for that one and only. But what if you could redefine it as 1 + 1 = 11? You know how much I love that number 11. All of a sudden, 1 and 1 is no longer 2, but it's 11. It's exponential. And then S, I want you to think about the sacred nature of true love, and especially that true self-love, that love that allows you to be within so you no longer have to be without. When you're scared, can turn into sacred. When all of a sudden the ordinary can become extraordinary. What if you thought about this day as a very sacred day to honor you in your heart, and it wasn't only for Valentine's Day? And then E, think about the energy of love. You know, love truly is an energy, and it's an excellent energy. Love is the most excellent way. It has a power, it has a force, it has a creative nature to it. In fact, there's nothing more creative and more powerful than love. So I want you to think about that today, tapping into the energy that is within you, because true love flows through you, my dear. And because it flows through you, it flows to you. But oftentimes we think without somebody else, we don't have it. When the truth is, it's within us and it flows through us, so therefore it can flow to us. What are you doing with the excellent energy of love that is you today? Yes, it's time to redefine. It's time to redefine Valentine's Day. It's time to redefine what it really truly means to be 1 of 11, what it means to live in a sacred space, and what it means to harness and channel the energy of love, the very powerful, excellent energy of love. February is often termed the month of love. And what's interesting is February is a very bittersweet time for me. Yes, I'm absolutely grateful for love and I celebrate it as a redefined day, because no matter what day you're celebrating love, whether it's Valentine's Day in February or Valentine's Day in July, no matter when you're listening to this message, it is a perfect day for Valentine's Day redefined. But it's interesting because it is a bittersweet month for me, because this is the anniversary month. in which both my parents were killed in a car accident. And I say it often that prior to that happening, I remember thinking that love was the most important thing. And after losing my parents, I say losing because I've lost them in the physical realm. They're still with me on a spiritual level, and they always will be. But after losing them in the physical realm, I realize that love is not the most important thing. Love is truly the only thing that really matters. So you, my dear, however you choose to celebrate Valentine's Day today, whether you celebrate it in February or July or November, whatever day you choose to celebrate love, this is a day that can be redefined with truth. This is a day that you can give meaning to. What meaning will you give it, my dear? So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write yourself a Valentine letter. Valentine's Day redefined. Write out how you would like to redefine Valentine's Day, how you would like to define love for yourself, and write out the meaning that you're choosing to give it and to give you, my dear. Thank you so much for being here. As you prepare your heart for Valentine's Day, I appreciate you. I love you. Happy Valentine's Day, however it is that you're going to define that, and whatever day or days you choose to celebrate it. I will look forward to seeing you and sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.